の説明の前のところです。
Let's read together. For we do not have a high priest who is not able to sympathize, have compassion with our weaknesses, but one who has been was tempted in all things in a way similar to us, but without sin.
この大祭司は私たちの弱さに同情できない方ではなく、罪を犯されなかったが、あらゆる点において私たちと同様に試練に遭われたのです。
So, this is just a bit more of an explanation.
少し、ね、説明が書かれてますね。
And notice in this verse and also the one that we just read, it talks about high priest.
この方はですね、大祭司と言われている方です。
Now, what is all that about?
大祭司何って。
The high priest served God for the people.
大祭司は神様の前に人々を導く働きをしていました。
In fact, he represented the people before God.
神様の民を代表として神様の前に立つ人でもあります。
He was like a go-between between the people and between and God.
神様と人間との間に立つ人がこの大祭司です。
And there was all sorts of ritual involved, really like complicated ritual.
神様と間に立つためには様々ないろんな儀式や儀礼的なものがあったわけですけれども。
But God was closed off from the people.
でもですね、神様は私たちの関係が離れて遮断されているんですけれども、
hidden and inaccessible.
そして神様、
they couldn't go near God. They were kept out.
私たちはですね、本当に神様に近づこうと思っても、ここにいつも障壁があって神様に近づくができないものです。
But the high priest made atonement. He cleansed the people from their sins by going into the sanctuary where God was.
大祭司はですね、神様の聖なる場所に入って、そして生贄を神様前に捧げると、人々は神様前に立つことを許される、そういうことをしたわけです。
And as you know, he only went into this sanctuary how many times a year?
この大祭司はですね、年に何回行きましたか?
How many times? One time.
年に1回それをするときに、旧約聖書に書いてますね。
And no one else could go in.
大祭司しかそこに行けなかったんです。
But Jesus, as the high priest, just gets rid of all that.
でもイエス様は大祭司としてそのようなすべての罪条件を全部消したんです。
He opens everything up and gives us access to God.
イエス様を通して私たちはみんな自由に神様の前に立ち戻ることができるようになったんです。
He made a way for us to go into the sanctuary.
私たちは神様の聖所に立つことが入ることができるようになったんです。
So now we can be in the presence of God.
ですから私たちは今神様の前に神様の臨在の中に立つことができます。
Not just in the presence of Jesus.
イエス様の前だけではないんですね。
The one who sits on the throne is not Jesus. It's God Almighty.
神様全能の神様に私たちは近づくことができるんです。
Jesus is sitting at his right hand, but God Almighty, we are invited to go.Into the present, into this holy place of God Almighty.
イエス様は神様御座の横に座っていらっしゃいますけど、私たちはこの全能なる大きな神様の前に私たちは進み出ることができるんです。
Now look for a second that it says that this high priest Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses.
ここですね、大祭司であるイエス様が私たちに同情してくださるとあります。
First, let's look at what kind of weaknesses.
どんな弱さですか?
Weaknesses of our heart.
私たちの心の弱さですね。
Moral weaknesses.
私たちの道徳的な弱さですね。
Weaknesses in determination to follow God.
私たちの神様に従おうとする決心が弱い、そういう弱さでもありますね。
And it says that he was tempted just as we're tempted.
イエス様ご自身も私たちのような試練にあったと書かれています。
So Jesus was tempted by Satan, remember, in the story of the temptation? But he was tempted another time that was huge. When was that? When was Jesus tempted not to follow the will of God?In Gethsemane.
そうですね、ゲッセマネでイエス様も
試練を受けたんです。
彼は十字架に近くな
かったんですね。He prayed, God, don't let me go to the cross.
そこで神様にどうかこの十字架に行かないようにしてくださいと祈ったとあります。
that desire was pulling him. But that's not what he chose. He chose to go. He chose to follow God's will. So the high priest encourages us in two ways. First, he encourages us to hold firmly onto our faith.
私たちに二つのことを教えてくれます。一つはしっかりと信仰を握ること。その時は、
come to the next thing that he encourages us, which is the next part. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace, in order that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need to help.
だから大胆に恵みの座に近づくことではありませんかと言います。
Japanese actually is what I want to look at. Just the part where it says, therefore let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace.
私たちは大胆に神様の恵みの座に近づこうというところです、ね。
So verse 15 told us what we have to know.
15節に私たちは知るべきことが示されています。
You will be accepted.
私たちはですね、もうみんなウェルカムなんですね。
You will be welcomed into the presence of Almighty God. You've got to know that.
天皇の神様は私たちは行けるということを
And now verse 16 is telling us what we have to do.
何をしなきゃいけなかったというと、
It's not just good enough to know. We have to actually take a step of faith and go.
一歩を出して大胆に神様に進み出
す。We have to approach the throne of grace and prayer.
恵みの座に出ましょうということです。
And we can't just do this once.
一回したらいいだけじゃない。
Or we can't just do this once in a while.
ね、時たまするんじゃないですよ。
We have to do it again and again and again.
これをしばしばしばしば本当に神様の前に出ていく必要があるんです。
Because we need to receive His mercy and His grace.
私たち神様の恵みと憐れみを受ける必要があるんですね。
Let's go to the next slide. We need to approach in order that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need to help.
憐れみを受け、恵みに預かって、時期にかなった助けをいただくためにあります。
We need God's mercy and grace again and again.
私たちはですね、神様の恵みと憐れみがいつもいつも必要です。
Mercy is His forgiveness for our sins.
この憐れみは私たちの罪を許してくださることです。
Even though we're Christians, we are still sinners. We still go against the will of God. We need God's mercy.
罪を犯してしまいますから、私たち今でも神様の憐れみが必要
なんです。How much is confessing your sins a part of your prayer life?
どうでしょう、皆さん、私たちの自分の中で自分の罪を告白することですか。
The Bible tells us, if we confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
聖書に言います。もし私たちが罪を告白ならば、
We need to receive God's mercy again and again.
私たち神様の憐れみを何度も何度も受けていく必要があります。
And then we need grace.
そのために私たちは恵みが必要なんですね。
Because grace changes our heart.
恵みによって私たちの心が変わっていきます。
Because God's love that we don't deserve, that's what changes our heart.
私たちには無理だと思った愛を神様が与えてくださ
って、それが私たちの変えてください。And that's what changes how we live.
愛されてるってことは、私たちの考え方、そして私たちの生き方も変えていく。
Grace gives us the strength and the courage that we need for every day.
私たちが生きていく力や勇気も与えていくんですね。許されている。
It's the strength and the courage that we need not only for faith.But also for faithfulness.
私たちは信仰のみでなく、本当に私たちは忠実であるためには、これらのことが必要なんです。
God invites us.
神様は私たちをいらっしゃいと言ってくださいます。いらっしゃい、来なさい。
He invites us to the throne of grace.
恵みの座に来なさいと私たちに語りかけてくださいます。
So that we can receive mercy,
and grace.
Just want all of us to close our eyes for a moment. Maybe you're tired trying not to fall asleep. That each of us reflect on where we are with God. Have you made God trivial? Have you made Him so small? Or are your sins separating you from God? Knowledge doesn't change us. Possibilities don't change us. Doing changes us. God is our only source of mercy and grace. And it's with these gifts of mercy and grace that God will help us in our time of need. So again, I would just ask that you would close your eyes for a few minutes. Just examine your own heart. Let's take some time to receive God's mercy and to go to the throne. To go to His throne of grace. And to spend some time in His presence. Jiwon is just going to play a bit for us and ask that everybody would just remain quiet for a few minutes and let's speak God. It's not enough to hear. We have to respond. We have to respond. We have to do. invite you to worship every day.
So,
praise God. You want to sing? You want to just lift your voices? Whatever. Just feel free. Lift your hands. Lift your eyes. Let's worship the Lord together. No restrictions. We're free to worship. It allows me to open my heart to worship you wherever I am. Even when I'm covered with shame and guilt, Lord, you quietly embrace me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins, for accepting me as who I am, Lord. I wish to confess that with my heart to you, Lord. So Lord Jesus, you are my Father. And I want to share all I have with you.
Is
anybody else who feels led to pray, lift your voice and pray?
Yeah, I just felt like even to share like the song that she's playing right now. It's a reference to in the Bible, where John leans his head back against Jesus. And it's interesting, if you read the book of John, he never refers to himself by name. He actually refers to himself as the one that Jesus loved. I don't think he was arrogant. I don't think he was saying that because he thought Jesus loved him more than anybody else. I think John had actually come to the point where his entire identity was wrapped up in one revelation. It was the revelation that he was loved by Jesus. It was from that revelation that everything else flowed. You see, it had freed him. See, when he followed Jesus, he had come because he desired power and he wanted to be the part of the next kingdom that was coming in. But I think there was something where he realized that his entire everything was tied up and he was just a friend of God. And I think that's the invitation that we're seeking this morning, is the revelation that you are a friend of God. If you don't feel like you're a friend of God, then ask him to show you how you are his friend. Ask him to show you what he's done to make that friendship a reality. See, that's the beauty of it. John couldn't earn his friendship with Jesus. Jesus extended his friendship to John. And the only difference between John and some of the other disciples was he had the guts to take Jesus at his word and lean his head back on his chest. Do you believe this morning you have the ability to lean back on Jesus' chest and listen to his heart? If you don't, then ask for the faith to believe. Ask for the faith to believe. See, Hebrews also tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God.
We have to believe he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's scary. Because we're afraid maybe he's not there.He knows everything I've done. Maybe he doesn't like me anymore. The Bible tells you that that's not true. And now the invitation is, will you lean back and listen to his heart? I believe that he is there. God, give us that faith. God, meet us where we can't, where our unbelief starts, Lord, give us belief. Give us faith. Help our unbelief. We need you. Holy Spirit, it has to be you. Jesus, it has to be you. We need you.
Back to me.
そのままでいいんだよ。
Enough just the way that you are right now.
Overwhelm me, I'm
make it enough.